Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
December means the holidays and intense regular season football. It also means a very long, drawn-out Major League Baseball offseason. But things should be happening this week. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Juan Soto signing, which kicked things off. People expect, at least these insiders expect, believe, maybe, could be trending, that Kyle Schwarber is going to be the first one to fall. I thought maybe Kyle Tucker would be the first one to fall. Looks like Schwarber would be the first one to fall.
To the Reds?
I don't know. I mean, I know that obviously, you know, the Phillies are involved. The Mets are involved. I know the Reds are involved.
Imagine how many home runs he'd hit at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, do they have the money to pay him with all these other teams that are involved?
He's a local kid, too, by the way. He grew up 30 minutes outside of Cincinnati.
But you always tell me no hometown discount.
No, but I could see the team spending money on a hometown guy to get the fans excited to sell more season tickets.
Yeah, so that's
especially a home run hitting guy.
Sure. So, apparently, I guess Kyle Tucker was down. This was a report from Brian Koch, I believe, from MLB.com, who covers the Yankees, saying that Kyle Tucker was down in Florida, did not visit the Yankees facility in Tampa, but went to nearby Dunedin to check out the Blue Jays facility. And apparently the Blue Jays are hot on him, and Yankee fans are flipping out because they don't think anything else is going to happen in this offseason. Like, they're going to try to go get re-sign Cody Bellinger. Maybe they don't. But it just feels, as we sit here right now, that they're not going to be spending big money, and maybe it has to happen in the trade market. And even if it happens in the trade market, they can't bring in a large salary, because Brian Cashman said himself that Hal gave him a drop-dead number. That's it. Drop-dead number. Can't go over it. And obviously their payroll is where it is right now. So that's their story. And then the Mets are very clandestine in some of the things. The rumors that I heard is, of course, can't give a starting pitcher a 5-year deal or more. Can't do that. That's like the David Stearns commandments, you know?
Yep.
Like when Martin Luther nailed that thing to the door. Like, this is what David Stearns has done. And he doesn't want to do it. So then you look at the top pitchers there and you're thinking, okay, well, they're not going to get those guys. However, like, I know that Framber Valdez is out there. Like, that's a guy that, even though he is in his early 30s, I mean, giving him a 5-year deal to slap him at the top of the rotation, you know, being the gutsy dude that he is and all the playoff wins and everything else, like, I would love that. They've got to bring in somebody else via free agency or trade. And now, I guess, the name that they had a Zoom call with, and there's mutual interest.
A Zoom call?
Is Michael King, who we've heard his name before, but of course, the reason why he would not be a 5-year deal is because of the injuries that he's dealt with throughout his career.
Yeah, so they're looking for a cheap way to fill a spot. That's what it feels like to me. And then you still have to answer the question of what is going on with Kodai Senga for the Mets. Now, for the Yankees, can we just all just wait and see what happens with these guys before we start, you know, panicking that something is going awry for them? I mean, they always come out of this with something.
Yes, But
so, in other words, for a Yankee fan, just bringing back Cody Bellinger isn't enough.
No, they don't, because I'll tell you why. I mean, I think that the bullpen is something to look at, and also shortstop. You know, they don't want Anthony Volpe to be the starting shortstop next year, and I really can't blame them for saying that. I mean, you want to upgrade that position at the very least.
Especially if you have a third baseman and a shortstop both hitting around 215.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable. That's not winning baseball. That's not how you're going to beat the Dodgers. That's not how you're going to beat the Red Sox. That's not how you're going to beat, you know, anybody in the American League, Toronto. I mean, what about Bregman? What's going on with him?
What's the latest on Bregman?
Yeah,
I have not heard
any
him.
Updates on him, like any like
I don't
possibilities.
I'll give
maybes.
You. I'll answer another question.
All
for
right.
you.
Go ahead.
I'll answer another question for you that you just asked. Is what's going on with Kodai Senga?
Yeah.
David Stearns.
Okay.
Said like amazing things about Kodai Senga yesterday. How he's never felt better. His offseason is amazing. Can't wait for him to get back here and start pitching. His confidence level is the greatest it's ever been. So you know what that tells me?
What does that tell you? That they're keeping him?
No. He that don't.
He's trying to sell him.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
He's trying to create the narrative.
That's what that is.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you right now, that's what that is.
So Dylan Cease got 7 years, $210 million from the Blue Jays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
Mm. Oof. It's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, that's something that David Stearns is not going to do.
I understand that.
He's not going to do that. And he's not going to...
Do you think we see a trade with Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Well, that's the one that I think Yankee fans would love to see. So they know that the Padres are paring off salary where they can. He fits a need for them. He definitely would bring an energy to the Yankees that we always talk about. I mean, Aaron Judge is the greatest player, you know, in baseball. Him and Shohei Ohtani is the greatest hitter in baseball, Aaron Judge. But, you know, there's an edge that comes with other players on the roster that you'd like to see. And he would be the guy. So, I mean, if the Yankees were going to trade for anybody that would make a major impact, I think it would be him.
All right, so he's got 9 years left on his contract. He's going to be 27 this season.
Yeah.
He's making about, you know, I mean, $20 million this coming year, 25, 25. Then it goes up to 36. And he makes 36.7 the last 5 years of his contract. I mean, but you're getting him from the age of 27 to 35 is what you're getting him.
I mean, in those numbers, if he is producing the way that you want in
that
today's
would be
baseball,
reasonable, would be reasonable.
Yes. Yep. But then again, you can look at it as reasonable for the Yankees to take on the salary, also reasonable for the Padres to keep him because, you know, it's not that crazy. But then again, you know.
See, but these are the things that make you think and make you go,
Things that make you go,
Yeah.
Yep. That's where the Mets are at.
But you haven't seen anything lately on Fernando Tatis Jr.
I haven't. I just, that is.
Could you imagine Fernando in the Bronx and Fernando over in Jersey?
Oh, my goodness.
Two Fernandos?
Yeah. It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
I mean, think about it. It's like when we had, you know, Joe Douglas, Joe Shane, Joe Judge. All the Joes that were around here, Joe Beningo. No, I mean it would be incredible to have those two guys because it would be, you know, really exciting for two organizations to have, you know, youthful guys like that who you hope are game changers and franchise changers.
Did you see any of the Pat McAfee Fernando Mendoza interview yesterday?
I didn't. No, I didn't. Good.
Yeah, actually Stephen Waldron told me that I should go back and look at it, so I did see snippets of it.
Okay, what'd you think?
And I already know what I think about the kid.
Yeah.
And Steven said that, you know, you're gonna like this kid even more. I said, well, I don't know if I can like him anymore. I do. I like everything about him. seems like he's got a great head on his shoulders. He's very bright. Obviously, we talked about his degree from Cal already. He's already graduated college. He's 6'5", 225 pounds. He fits all the measurables and everything else. Seems like it's a really smart kid. Obviously, he's you know, he's seems like he's a really good leader for Indiana, and can make all the throws.
Yeah, well, we'll see as we get closer to the draft, and we'll see how he does in the college football playoff. I mean, the Jets need a franchise changer. I mean, I don't care where it comes from as long as the guy's for real. I mean, he seems like a guy who, I mean, I don't, having not talked to him myself, it's hard to say, you know, if he could just watching an interview here or there, if he could end up being, you know, someone who could handle New York, but he's played a lot of football. He's more mature. He's right now thrust into the spotlight. You know, he's not someone who's just a young guy who played a little bit of football and has some talent. So,
like, he'll turn 23 in October.
Yeah.
So, you like that. You know, I think he's somewhere around Jackson Dart's age. Probably the same kind of background and resume in terms of the amount of games that they've played.
Sure.
I would think. Seems to me like it's probably pretty similar. And he's playing in big games, too, you know, and he's playing in the Big Ten, and he's got a great coach. You know, I wonder if that coach could make it in the NFL, Cignetti.
He's the guy that said, Google me or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
a
winner.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Got a little attitude to him.
Gotta love that. And he's staying there for now at the very least. By the way, I wanted to throw a potential Saquon-esque thing in baseball at you.
A Saquon-esque thing. You want to hold on to that? Is that a tease or is that something you want to talk about right now?
I guess I could hold on to it. The problem is we're kind of screwing Jerry if I hold on to it right now and we go to a break.
I give it to me right now then.
All right.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Now, it's a little bit different because the Giants, you know, they end up losing Saquon but didn't really replace him with a big name. But if the Mets were to bring in Kyle Schwarber, that would shut the door on Pete Alonso. Then that leaves a hole in Philadelphia. Does Pete Alonso...
polar bear go there.
Sign with the Phillies. Wouldn't that be just awful to digest?
Well, and not if you got Kyle Schwarber.
But you don't want to see Pete in a Phillies uniform.
But if I got Kyle Schwarber.
So now you're okay with that?
I'm not. I want Pete back, but I'm, again, at a reasonable price. But it's not like Pete's leaving and going to Philadelphia and Schwarber is going to the Reds or to the Red Sox. I mean, I have a home run hitting star replacing my already home run hitting star.
So you would take that right now?
I mean, if I had to take it, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Would you rather have Pete on the Mets and Schwarber on the Phillies or Schwarber on the Mets and Pete on the Phillies?
I mean, I'd rather have Pete.
Okay.
Just because I'm but again, I have to look at the money, the years. You know, you have to compare all those things. You know, it's. I know what sentimentally I want.
Sentimentally. But you can't think with your heart. You got to think with your head.
That's why you got to be. What do I always say about being a GM?
Ruthless.
That's right.
Ruthless. Yeah.
And I think Darren Mooji was somewhat ruthless this year already.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It was, I mean, just to sign a guy in the offseason and then trade him a couple months later for a couple first round picks, without a doubt, that's ruthless. Guy's been amazing. All right, so far, but he's got to make the picks now. You know, that's the most important thing.
Yes,
is hit and draft the right guys and then develop them,
and also find the right guys in free agency, like the Bears and the Patriots did. And that's why the Giants are right where the Bears and the Patriots are.
Okay,
or where they were last year, I should say. But they got the quarterback. Now they got it. They got to build around. They, you know, obviously have Malik Nabers, and they have good players there. Add another wide receiver, top-end wide receiver in this year's draft. Get the right coach in here, whether if they believe it's Kafka or whatever. But they can do what the Bears and the Patriots did in the offseason, free agency and draft-wise.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.